Juan. I know. I understand. I shouldn't have done it. I, Alpha Ndiaye, son of the old, old man. I understand. I shouldn't have. God's truth, now I know. My thoughts belong to me alone. I can think what I want, but I won't tell. The ones I might have told my secret thoughts to, my brothers in arms, who will be left so disfigured, maimed, eviscerated, that God will be ashamed to see them show up in paradise, and the devil will be happy to welcome them to hell, will never know who I really am. The survivors won't know a thing. My old father won't know, and my mother, if she is still of this world, will never find out. The weight of shame will not be added to the weight of my death. They won't imagine what I've thought, what I've done, the depths to which the war drove me. God's truth, the family honor will be spared, the honor of appearances. I know, I understand, I shouldn't have. In the world before, I wouldn't have dared. But in today's world, God's truth, I allow myself the unthinkable. No voice rises in my head to forbid me. My ancestors' voices and my parents' voices all extinguished themselves the minute I conceived of doing what, finally, I did. I know now, I swear to you, that I understood it fully the moment I realized that I could think anything. It happened like that. All of a sudden, without warning, it hit me brutally in the head, like a giant seed of war dropped from the metallic sky, the day Mademba Diop died. Ah, Mademba Diop, my more than brother, took too long to die. It was very, very difficult. It wouldn't end. From dawn into evening, his guts in the air, his insides outside, like a sheep that has been ritually dismembered after the sacrifice. Except Mademba was not yet dead, and already the insides of his body were outside. While the others hid in the gaping wounds in the earth we called trenches, I stayed close to Mademba. I lay pressed against him, my right hand in his left hand, staring at the cold blue sky, crisscrossed with metal. 3 times he asked me to finish him off. 3 times I refused. This was before I allowed myself to think anything I want. If I had been then what I've become today, I would have killed him the first time he asked. His head turned toward me, his left hand in my right. God's truth, if I'd already become then what I am now, I would have slaughtered him like a sacrificial sheep, out of friendship. But I thought of my old father, of my mother, of the inner voice that commands us all, and I couldn't cut the barbed wire of his suffering. I was not humane with Mademba, my more than brother, my childhood friend. I let duty make my choice. I offered him only mistaken thoughts, thoughts commanded by duty, thoughts condoned by a respect for human law. And I was not human. God's truth, I let Mademba cry like a small child. The 3rd time he begged me to finish him off, piecing himself, his right hand groping at the ground to gather his scattered guts, slimy as freshwater snakes. He said to me, "By the grace of God and of our marabout, if you are my brother, Alpha, if you are really who I think you are, slit my throat like a sacrificial sheep. Don't let the scavengers of death devour my body. Don't abandon me to all that filth. Alpha Ndiaye, Alpha, I'm begging you, slit my throat." But precisely because he spoke to me of our great marabout, precisely so as not to disobey the laws of humanity, the laws of our ancestors, I was not humane. And I let Mademba, my more than brother, my childhood friend, die with his eyes full of tears, his hand trembling, groping the muddy battlefield for his guts so he could stuff them back into his open belly. Ah, Mademba Diop. Only after you were gone did I finally begin to think. Only with your death at dusk did I understand that I would no longer listen to the voice of duty, the voice that commands, the voice that leads the way. But it was too late. Once you are dead, your hands finally...